Prayer, and then we'll get into the message. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity to stand before your people, Lord, and preach your word. Lord, we pray for these next few moments that you just come meet with us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you just speak to us tonight. Lord Jesus, I pray that you just give me my sins, Lord. Anything I've done to sin against you, Father, I pray that you cleanse me of that, Lord. Father, I pray that you just move throughout this congregation tonight. Speak to your people, Lord. I pray that you just show us something from your word. Speak to us, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. Okay. Well, I don't have a long message. Only have a couple points. But this is something that I've been thinking about probably for the past couple months. A preacher asked me to speak a while ago. And as soon as he asked me to speak, this verse popped in my head. You know, it's a simple verse. It's one that we've heard time and time again, over and over again. But it just kept going over and over in my brain, in my head. And if you could turn your Bibles to John 14:15. John 14:15. The title of my message tonight is, Do You Love God? Do we love God? Of course, that portion of Scripture is there. I'll wait till give you a couple minutes to get there. But that portion of Scripture says, If ye love me, keep my commandments. Simple. Like I said, it's a simple message, not anything that's going to be probably you haven't heard before. But if you love me, keep my commandments. You know, that word love, there's that word love in that portion of Scripture talk about to be fond of. Okay? And if you're fond and if you love the Lord, the Bible says just keep his commandments. Plain and simple. So what the Lord showed me was that we got a couple things we're going to talk about tonight, that commandments that he has given us throughout the Bible that would tell us and show us if we actually love him. So the first thing that pops in my mind is when I was preparing this message is, if you love me, keep my commandments. If we love the Lord like we're supposed to, we should be faithful to church attendance. Let me say this again, because this is a problem with Christians today, and it irritates me. If you love me, if I would ask anybody here, do you love the Lord? Probably every hand in here would go up. Every hand. But the Bible says, if you love me, do what I tell you to do. And one of the things, commands that God gives us is to be faithful to church attendance. You know, I'm normally not a person to call people out, but unfortunately, when I was putting this message together, there was a couple people that was in my head. And pray for them because, to my knowledge, they're not here tonight. But that's okay. That's okay. Hopefully the Lord will show you something tonight. Okay? If you love me, keep my commandments. The commandment he gives us is to be faithful to church attendance. Of course, the verse that we've heard many, many times is Hebrews 10:25. Hebrews 10:25. Now, growing up in the church, there's a lot of verses I heard, a lot of things that I heard, but a lot of times we don't look these things up to find out what they actually mean. What does it actually mean? I know in our class we was talking about why we go to church. You know, growing up, you just go to church. It's something that you just do, but I think we should know why we go to church. What's the reason for it? So like I said, do we love God? If you love God, you'll be faithful to church attendance. And it says here in Hebrews, like I said, 10:25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, as so much the more as we see a day approaching. Now, what I normally do, I like to break these verses down. Because as we break these verses down, it helps us to understand what the Lord is trying to tell us. I will say this. I thank Brother Tom. Brother Tom turned me on to this app called My Sword Bible. If you don't have it on your phone, I recommend that you download it. My Sword Bible. It's excellent. It breaks down every word, every phrase in the Bible. And it helps me because I need it. So let's break this down so we understand this. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Not forsaking. To totally abandon. That's what that means. Forsaking. To totally abandon. The problem is that we have today, we have people who are abandoning church. Christians. Who abandon the church. One thing that pops in my mind and sometimes that irritates me is this. We are quick to go to the amusement parks. We are quick to go wherever. But you know what? It's amazing to me how we're quick to go to these music parties, but we'll drop out of church in the drop of a hat. Drop of a hat, we'll miss church. I don't think we should be missing church to go to Six Flags. Six Flags is open 7 days a week. Go on Saturday. Go on Friday. Go on another day a week. What you laughing for? It's not funny. Church attendance. My wife and I went to go see our bus kids. Two of our bus kids the other day that had been missing for a long period of time. And we sat in the living room, and we were telling them how important it is to go to church. Church attendance. Forsaking. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. The assembly. To gathering together. Let me tell you something. I need church. I need it. Because there's things that we go through in the world that when we come here, I get encouraged. And we have Christians who are turning their back on church. Turning their back on church attendance. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Some of us are. Turning our back on church. But exhorting one another. Exhorting to encourage, to comfort each other. This is why we're here. If we love God, we need to be here Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I understand that people get sick. I understand, of course, that people go out of town. But people are not missing church because they're sick or out of town. People are not missing church because they're sick. People just miss church because they don't want to come. Just flat out, you just don't want to come. We sat in the same kid living room the other day. I said to one of my bus kids, I said, you don't want to go to church because you don't want to. You just flat out don't want to come to church. And we sit here and say that we love God, do we? If you love him, keep his commandments and come to church. There should be no excuse why we should not be here. Do you love God? We'll raise a hand and say, yes, I do. Are we keeping his commandments? Are we doing what he is telling us to do? If we love him, keep his commandments. Second thing, again, like I said, I don't have a long message. Okay, if we love the Lord, we should be faithful in our church attendance. Let me say this before I move on. Not only should we be faithful to church attendance, we should be eager to look forward to coming to church. Did you pray before you come up here, Lord, teach me something tonight? You know, I have a fear that some of our church kids, you only come because mom makes you. Mom and dad makes you. That's the only reason why here. And the second you get the opportunity, you're gone. The second you get the chance, we've seen it time and time, over and over again. Do you come to church eager, ready to be fed? Do you come to church? Acts 17:11, talking about this. Acts 17:11, we have heard this before. Acts 17, verse 11. I'm going to start reading in verse 10. I'll wait till you get there. I hear pages turning. Do we love God, ladies and gentlemen? We say we do, but do we keep his commandments? Acts 17:11, starting in verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogues of the Jews. They were more noble than those of Thessalonica. They were noble. So the people of Berea were more noble than where they just came from. And they received the word with all readiness of mind. Received the word with all readiness of mind. Has a concept of this. To take hold of. Do you take hold of God's word? Do we read God's word? You know, this is popped in my head. If you love him, keep my commandments. Do you read the Bible? My wife and I are constantly telling our two older boys since they can read now. Did you read your Bible this morning before you turn the Xbox on? Did you read that Bible this morning before you watch Gumball? Did you read your Bible before you do anything? If you love him, keep my commandments. And the problem is we have Christians who are not doing it. Just flat out not doing it. They were no more than those of Thessalonica, and they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily. Let me go back. With all readiness of mind, with all readiness, they were zeal. They were like, give it to me. Give it to me. Young people, do you come to church saying, give me the word? Mom and dad, do you come to church and say, give me the word? I need it.
say we love him,
do we? Keep his commandments and be faithful to church. Every time the door is open. You know what? I also believe this. The doors are open, youth conference. We have Christians who have never had set foot in here for a youth conference, who attend this church. And I think that's sad. It's unfortunate. You know why? Youth conference, just because it's called youth conference, the Lord can speak to anybody, any conference. I know it's geared towards youth. But the youth are looking up to our adults. And if they don't see you here, why are they going to want to come? We are constantly telling our bus kids, be faithful to church, be faithful to church, be faithful to church. And sometimes our bus captains aren't here. And how can we tell them to be faithful to church when we're not? You can't, because they're watching what you do. I think about when parents, pray for me. My son Micah is becoming a teenager. I've never had one in my house before. So it's a little different. I'm praying and say, Lord, help me, because I've never dealt with this before in the house. Okay? But you know what I notice is that kids are like sponges. They watch everything. They don't tell you. They may not say, Mom and Dad, I'm watching you. But they watch every single thing you do and what you say and how you say it. I've heard my son say to me before to somebody, that this wasn't anything bad. But he said, well, Dad said it. Mom said it. Dad did it. It happens all the time. They watch what you do, and if you're not faithful to church, they won't be either. What are we teaching our kids? Are we teaching them to love God? Bring them to church. Be faithful here all the time. And it irritates me when I see Christians who say they love God who are not here. Some of them are here tonight. They're not here tonight. But yet we say we love him. Are we keeping his commandments? The Bible says here, come to church ready to receive. This is important. Come to church ready to receive God's word. Give it to me. I made a decision a long time ago that I would not let a job take me from church. I refuse to let overtime take me away from church. You know what's funny? My coworkers worked this morning. They asked me, did I want to come? What do you think I told them? I said, no, sir. Can't do it. You know what actually happened? Another coworker of mine said, now I'm not boasting, but he said Tripp's not going to come because he has to drive the blue bus. It's exactly right. I'm not coming. You know why? Because, Lord, I want to love God like I'm supposed to. If we're going to love God like we're supposed to, we need to be in faith for the church. You need to be here. I hear people say all the time. I hear people say all the time that they think Sunday morning is just good enough. Why is it that the Sunday morning crowd isn't here right now? Because they don't love God like they should. That's why. Because if you did, the Bible says, be here in church when the doors open. They're open now. Some of them aren't here. You know what they're doing? They're getting ready to watch Steph Curry whoop up on LeBron James. Go State! That's what I'm rooting for. Brother Terry, you're looking at me like, what's that? That's basketball, brother. So you know where I'm going. Okay, you got me? All right. But what I'm saying is this. We have that. It burns me up, because I want my children to love God like they're supposed to. I pray for them every day. I pray for them all the time. Say, Lord, please help my kids to turn. Help me to be the father I need to be for my boys. Help me to lead my family, to bring them to church when I'm supposed to bring them. Even like Pastor says all the time, on vacation. Now, I do know, and I have heard, sometimes when people go on vacation, they have like Bible studies with their families and stuff like that. I think that's okay. You have some type of church attendance. But some people go to church, that's fine. But even on vacation, I remember when we was kids, we used to go visit my grandma. We had to bring church clothes. You don't just pack the shorts and the t-shirts. You pack dress pants and a tie and a shirt. Because guess what? When you go visit grandma, we go to church. Do we love God? If you love him, keep his commandments. Come to church. I'm so sick of these soft, cookie Christians. Sorry. We got these softbacks Christians. I'm like, you know what? I don't do drama very well. I do not. And one thing that irritates me is these crumbly Christians, man. Brother Tom. Any little old thing you say to them, they get offended. It amazes me. We're just telling you what God said. That's all we're doing. And if you're going to get mad for me telling you what God said, then so be it. Because the Bible says, preach the word in season, out of season. We don't do it when it's just popular. It's not popular nowadays to go to church all the time. Sunday morning is good enough. You know why? Because they don't love God like they should. Do you love God? Yes! Keep his commandments. Come to church. Be faithful to your church attendance. You got to do it. Listen to me. Hey, guys. Daniel, listen. If you love me, if you're fond of me, keep my commandments. Like I said, it's a simple message, but this is what the Lord showed me. Be ready to receive God's words with all zeal. Second point is this. Well, why is it important for us to come to church? When we're not faithful to church, we begin to drift or to slip away from God. Let me say it again. When we're not faithful to church, we begin to slip and to drift away from God. I'm telling you. Hebrews 2:1. Hebrews 2:1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Take heed to what we're telling you so they don't slip. Do what you know is right. You know, I've said this before. We tell our teen kids all the time, go to church, read your Bible, and pray. You do those three things and take heed lest they slip away by the wayside. If you're not faithful to church, you won't do it. You'll start to slip away. I was just talking to Robert Thomas, who was talking to me in the bathroom tonight. He said, Tut, we need you to go see a bus kid. Miss Betsy, I need to talk to you after church. We need to go see a kid off his bus that a friend was introducing to his life. And now all of a sudden, he's not coming anymore. You know what's happening? He's slipping. He's slipping away. That's why my wife and I went by this our bus kid's house. You know why? Because they're slipping. Let's read this again. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to that which we have heard. You've heard this already. This is not new. You've heard it before. It says, take heed, pay attention to it, lest at any time we let them slip away. We have Christians to where church is just slowly slipping away. It's starting to become something that's not a part of their life. And then I see that they have little kids coming up. And you know what? This is what I think, honestly. This is what I think. I think when I see that sometimes, that their grandkids might not even get saved. Let me say this again. Their grandkids might end up in hell because of their unfaithfulness to church. They're not faithful. The kids are not faithful. So then grandkids won't even go to church. And their grandkids going to burn in hell because it started with mom and dad didn't go to church when they were supposed to. And we call ourselves Christians and we say we love God, keep his commandments and be faithful to church attendance. I don't care how much money the job says it with me. I'm not skipping church. I won't do it. And we got Christians turning their back on God because of a dollar. You never have enough dollars in this world to satisfy you. Only God can satisfy. When we're not faithful to church, we drift and we slip away. Take heed to turn the mind to pay attention to. Says, take heed, pay attention to it. Yes, they slip, they glide away, they just slide by. Church attendance is starting to become something that just slides by for people, for Christians. And it's sad. It's sad. Do we love God? The
Bible says in John 14:15, if you love me, you say you love me. Do you say you love your wife or your husband? Then you're going to show it, correct? If you love someone, if you love God, how do you show it? By coming to church, praising him, giving him all the glory. Not no stinking roller coaster. Not no stinking campground. Now, all these things are fine in their place. But the problem is, we're getting these things twisted. We're getting them out of sort. If you love me, keep my commandments. We ought to love God to where we are faithful to church attendance. Like I said, number two, when we are not faithful to church, we begin to let things drift and to slip away. Three, when we're not faithful to church, we start to doubt God. When we are not faithful to church, we start to doubt him. You know, sometimes I read the stories and stuff in the Bible how God did these amazing things with this individual. And then the next verse or the next chapter, they're thinking like, Lord, I don't know how. And I don't know why. And I'm thinking, what did he just do for you? How many times has God been there right on time for you in your life? How many times has he shown himself real to you? And yet, sometimes we doubt him. When you stop sipping out church, you start to doubt him. You start to say, I don't know. Doubt, to be, listen to this definition of doubt. Listen to the definition of doubt and then think about that definition with doubting God. The creator of this world, who spoke things in existence. And this is who we're doubting. Doubt, to be uncertain about. Really? To be uncertain, Miss Joanne, of God? Are we serious? But yet, when church attendance starts to slip, this is what we start to do. We start to be uncertain of God. I don't know. We start to let things slip away. To be uncertain about, consider questionable. Who are we to question God? You know what? I was preparing for this, and I was praying about the Lord helping me. Talking about questioning God, and I started to think about Moses when he was trying to, when God was telling Moses to go get my people to talk to Pharaoh. And I was reading in Exodus, I think it is chapter 4, talking about, again, listen to me, doubting God that created this world. And Moses said unto the Lord, this is when Moses is starting to tell God he can't speak right. Okay? So he's doubting. And Moses said unto the Lord, this is Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 through 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of slow tongue. Listen to God's response. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Wait a minute. Who made your mouth? And we're doubting the creator that made us. We're questioning him. I can't, when I think about it, it's hard for me to fathom questioning God. But yet, when we slip out from church, this is what we start to do. Some of us, we start questioning God. We start saying, God, I don't know, I don't know. You know why you question God? Because you're slipping away. Because your church attendance is not right. And I'll say, if your church attendance is not right, you're not reading your Bible either. Because they go hand in hand. If you start missing church, you're going to stop reading your Bible. If you stop reading your Bible, you're going to start missing church. It's just a matter of time. Questioning God. Reading on. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf? Or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now get this. I highlighted this verse because I was praying about this message. And I said, Lord, you got to help me. And this verse right here, I don't know how many times I read this week. Verse 12. Now, therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what to say. I said, Lord, teach me what to say, be with my mouth. Who am I to question him? But yet when we slip out of church, that's what we begin to do. We begin to doubt God, the creator. Doubt, to be uncertain about, to consider questionable or unlikely, hesitate to believe. Brother Tom, hesitate to believe God. I can't imagine that. But yet sometimes, unfortunately, I do it. We all succumb to this sometimes. Hesitate to believe him. When we're not faithful to church, ladies and gentlemen, we begin to doubt God. Hebrews 3, 12 and 13. Hebrews chapter 3, 12 and 13. But take heed, brethren, lest be any of you of evil heart, of unbelief, in departing from the living God. Let's read this again. Take heed. Again, we just heard that verse a little while ago. Heed. Pay attention to. Pay attention to, lest there be any of us. Now, I know it says you, but we're going to change that word a little bit. Take heed, brethren, lest any of you, any of us, an evil heart of unbelief in departing to remove or withdraw from God. Lord Jesus, help me that I would never depart from you, because without God, nothing is possible. With him, everything is. Do we, ladies and gentlemen, love God? Like it says in John 14, 15, if we love him, what do we need to do? Keep my commandments. One of his commandments is, be faithful to church. Come to church. And then when we don't, things start to slip. When we're not faithful to church. When we're not faithful to church, we start to doubt God. Number four, next point. If we love him, keep his commandments. One of God's commandments is, be in church. When we're not faithful to church, we become dull of hearing, hard-headed. When we're not faithful to church, we become dull of hearing. How many times have we told kids and people, or whomever, the same thing? We tell them, and they don't listen. They're not listening. They become dull of hearing. They don't think it's important anymore. It doesn't work for them. I tried, and it's not working. No, you didn't try. Because if you try God the right way, you never leave. You won't leave. Hebrews 5:11. What does that mean? Hebrews 5:11. Now, I will say this. A lot of these verses that we're talking about here in the book of Hebrews is what they consider the warning book. It's warning you about things. Okay? Hebrews 5:11 said this, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. Of whom we have a lot of things to tell you. A lot of things to tell you. And some of the things we have to tell you are hard to say. But yet we don't, because you're hard-headed, dull of hearing. We tell you, but you don't listen anyway. Unfortunately, that's a lot of people that we've come across. Because how many times have we said, be faithful to church, read the Bible, come to church, do this, do that, people don't do it. Parents, how many times have you told your children to do this, do that, don't do this, do that, and they didn't listen? And then what turned out to happen is what you told them was going to happen anyway. I don't believe this thing that I have to experience it for myself to believe it. I think that's not very smart. I don't think that's very smart. I don't think you have to experience something to see if it's true. Because the Bible tells you stay away from this. If the Bible tells you stay away from it, then you don't need to deal with it. Leave it alone. But we have young people, and people say, you know what, let me see for myself. That's not very smart. It's not. Do you love God? If you love God, the Bible says, keep my commandments. Dull of hearing. Last thing is this, and then it will be done. Do we love God? If we love him, keep his commandments. When we love, we just recap. When we love the God like we should, we are faithful. We need to be faithful to church attendance. Come to church ready to receive God's word, to get it. When we don't, when we're not faithful to church, we begin to let things slip. We begin to be dull of hearing. Okay? These things start to happen. Second thing, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, we should be soul winners. Telling people about the Lord. Do you love me? Yeah, I do. Okay. Are you passing out tracts? Are you inviting people to church? I know we have a lot of soul winners in here. A lot of them. But I know this one thing that I try to work on a lot about passing out tracts more and soul winning and talking to people. And I try to carry them, like I told you before, in my pocket at work. You know what? Soul winning. Let me say this. Soul winning is leaving the track in the elevator. Let me say this again. Now, everybody has their own effective way how they do soul winning. Sharing the gospel with people is leaving the track on the gas pump. That's soul winning. Soul winning is putting a track on somebody's car. What's the missionary, Lundy, that got a track putting on somebody's car? Don't tell me passing out tracks don't work. It doesn't work. They do. Because, see, some of us are hesitant to talk to people that we don't know. It can be a scary thing sometimes. That's fine. But it's easy to say, I tell my kids all the time, how you doing, sir, ma'am? This is from my church. Will you read it when you get a chance? That's it. You don't say nothing else. You walk away. Don't say anything else. I'm a driver. I'm out on the road. So I go to get something at McDonald's. The person ringing me up, how you doing? When I'm paying for it, track. When I go get gas, track. You know, I drive around D.C. a lot. I see a lot of homeless people. A lot. Let me say this. Be thankful for what you have. I'm telling you, majority of us in here, we're going to get in a car. Some of us nice cars. And we're going to drive home in an air conditioner house and watch TV. This guy that I see that's sleeping underneath a bus stop doesn't have that. I see this guy every day. Every day, there's a certain way I go to get to our warehouse for work. Every day I pass this bus stop. He has those, you know those, some of you adults who know those old school milk crates. He has three or four of those milk crates stacked up against each other. That's his bed. And he is laying on top of that with a blanket. I never forget, you know, we've had a lot of rain. Talking about being thankful for what you have, what God has given you. I saw this guy, it was pouring down raining. And he was knocked out, asleep underneath the bus stop. He doesn't have a home like a lot of us do. Didn't have shoes on his feet. But yeah, God died for him too. God loves him too. God shed his blood for him too. And when we're not sober to just think, that man, this is his heaven if he doesn't receive Christ. This earth, how he lives now, that's his heaven. This is the best he will ever have it. Imagine if somebody like that dying and going to hell after having nothing in life. And we can't pass out a tract. We can't go visit our bus route. We can't do these things because we're spoiled. I am too. We're spoiled. Go soul winning. Matthew 28:19. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, be a soul winner. Matthew 28:19. Matthew 28:19 says this. Go ye. Just start in verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things and whatsoever I have commanded you. There's that word again, command. And whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go, God's with you. You don't go alone. God is with you. If you love me, be a soul winner. Pass out some tracts. Go help out on the bus route. All of us in here can do something to spread the gospel. We can do something. There's no excuse. I remember Brother Kelso said, when the preacher said he tried to knock on at least five doors. Now, you talking about a man that really was couldn't hardly move. They used to tell him, Brother Kelso, he used to drive with his cane. Patients used to say, driving with your cane? That's crazy. But yet, he understood that, you know what, these people are lost out here. I got to do something. If he can knock on five doors, how many doors can we knock on? How many? Last thing, Matthew 16:15. Talking about, if you love me, keep my commandments. Matthew, you know what? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I think I wrote down. Oh, Mark, excuse me. Mark 16:15. I apologize. Mark 16:15. Talking about, if you love me, keep my commandments. Be a soul winner. We just read it. God said, go ye into all the world. Here it is again. Mark 16:15. And he said unto him, go ye. You know what? That's the same two words in two different portions of Scripture. Go ye. Go, ladies and gentlemen. We need to go. Because there's people out there who are dying and going to hell. You know, the homosexuals need Jesus. They do. I had a boss that was homosexual. And you know what I did? I gave him a tract. I said, Mr. Green, here, this is from my church. We get a chance. Oh, Trip, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Now, whatever happened to it, I'm not sure. But he needs Jesus. The homeless people, like I was just talking about, they need the Lord. That's what I was going to say. I was at a gas station the other day at work, and the guy came up to me in D.C. asking me for change. And honestly, I said to him I didn't have any change. Then I realized I had a bunch of change in my pocket. So then guess what? The Lord said, that guy needs a tract. So I took a tract out of my bag. Keep tracts with you. Just stand back there with tracts. Keep them with you at all times. Excuse me. Keep them with you at all times. Because you never know. You never know. And I took a tract out of my bag, and I had, a bunch of change. And I gave him the tract first, and I said, hey, man, I gave him the change. And I said, that's from my church. Read that when you get a chance. He said, all right, man, thanks. I appreciate it. And he stuck it in his pocket. Be a soul winner. The Bible says here, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. To every creature. Red or yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. It doesn't matter what skin color they are. It doesn't matter where they live or grew up from. It doesn't matter. They need Jesus. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. I don't care what they look like. I don't care who they are. It doesn't mean beans to me. They need God. If you love me, then keep my commandments. Do what I tell you to do. But we have Christians who can't even come to church. Who have more important things to do. More important things to do. Lord Jesus, have mercy on your family. Get it straight now. Get it straight now. Be faithful to church. If you love me, keep my commandments. Do you love God? Do you love God? If you do, you'll keep his commandments. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, I thank you so much for your word. Father, as we come before you with this invitation, Lord, we pray that you just move throughout this congregation tonight. Lord, as your people about to come up here and do business with you, Lord, Father, I pray that these decisions that some of them may make, that they will stick. Lord, I pray that you just help me to continue to be faithful to church and continue just to do what you would have me to do, Lord. I pray for everybody here tonight who, Lord, you know, they was kind of bumbled over this message, Lord, but I pray that you just move throughout this congregation, just touch people. Lord, help them to get serious about this. If they're battling with church attendance, Lord, they may not be battling with church attendance, Lord, but there are other commandments in your word that maybe we didn't go over, Lord, about our speech and how we act and how we treat people, Lord. And we're supposed to exhort and love one another, Lord. Maybe there's somebody there who's not treating each other right, who's upset at somebody, or maybe not treating our spouse right, Lord, and what we say and how we act. Lord, I pray that you just be with this invitation. Lord, again, I pray that you just work and move throughout this message tonight, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. Brother Thomas.